Dude, okay.
Red
I don't know if I
skin.
should wait till we actually start the podcast or not, but my mom
What?
dropped a bombshell on me
What's the mom show? Yeah.
that I am adopted. No, kidding. No, she told me that apparently our my entire family on her side listens to the podcast.
You're kidding.
How does she even know about it?
She was like talking to them over the weekend, and she's like, no, she was talking over the weekend, and I think it was like last weekend when we were actually recording, and they were like, can we talk to him? And she's like, no, he's just recording his little podcast thingy. And they're like, oh yeah, that podcast is really cool. And I'm like,
They
what?
know about it though?
I think my mom snitched
Wait,
on us.
where are they from? Like, where do
India,
they live? Not where are they from.
Indonesia.
Where do they live, Ayush?
Like a couple of them are in the US and a couple are in India.
Okay, so I'm assuming the ones from India are the ones that already knew about us, because we seem to do pretty well in that area of the world, countries.
Oddly enough, yeah. I don't know.
India
I was just like,
and Africa.
and the weird thing is, they like it. That's the thing.
Doesn't
And I'm
go.
thinking to
Hey, at
myself, no,
least
they're
that's a
just like.
few of
I'm
them.
just thinking to myself, like, it's probably like family. They're just like trying to be nice. They gave like they sent my mom like a paragraph essay breaking down what they like about the podcast.
Really?
Like
We
the
like
weird
tea.
off tone satire that we have. They literally said off tone satire. I'm like,
Dude,
all
we have
right.
satire.
I guess.
Guys, we have satire.
I'm like, the weird thing is like there's a couple like older people in my family. They're like, some of them don't understand English as well, so I'm like, all right, it's fine. The people who do, I'm like, what do you mean you like it? And they're
Well,
like,
you're
it's
like a
just,
translator, so you probably
I'm
like
like the
cross
middleman.
between
Yeah,
Indian
I gotta
and
translate every single episode for them. No, they understand English very well. They're like, I really like the PG-13 aspect of your podcast. I'm like, what you? Are you
what?
talking the same podcast?
Yes,
Yeah,
PG-13. You
we
know,
definitely
like that one
graduated.
episode where we talked about midgets. Dude, that was our best episode, let's be honest.
Which one?
That was such a good episode.
Which one?
With the
The one we
midget
just
battle
referenced.
royale.
Oh, that one, yeah. Listen, Connor, obviously I asked because I was not paying attention, okay?
Oh, okay.
Oh, I didn't know you
Every
were
time we talk.
not paying attention.
Oh, yeah, that was just weird. So shout out to my family. If you guys are listening, thanks for being
I'm
here.
so sorry for
My
everything I've told
yeah, I
you.
actually yeah, I apologized for anything I said. Next time I come to India, I'm testing you. I'm testing you. All right, family, I'm testing you. Next time I come to India. All right, I don't know if you guys better not be posers. If you're posers, I'll hit you with my chapel. I'll slap you with my chapel, all
He will
right?
hit you with your chapel.
At the
Your
23-minute mark,
chapel.
what weird noise did Jacob make?
Was
Huh? Answer me that.
it
Look at me.
or
I am the captain now. What did he say?
what did he say? What was it?
Welcome to the Boyz II Men podcast.
Welcome to the Boyz II Men podcast.
Today is season episode,
We don't do season
and
anymore.
oh, that's right, I forgot
we've
about that.
matured.
It's yeah, it's
Honestly,
not season.
I feel like ever since we stopped doing seasons, like I feel like we have some more like I
It made
don't know
more
a sort
sense in
of
the context.
yes. We're like it's season finale, nothing different than what we usually do.
Or maybe it's just because we stopped using Anchor and you were always like, guys, Anchor says we're on season 5, so we're on season 5.
No, we still use Anchor. I just don't put in anything for the season. I just keep saying that we're on episode, I don't know what we're on, 35?
Total? Wow. For 2 years? Man. I mean...
We were on 26 after the first year, and after the second year, it just...
It's almost our 2 year anniversary. Okay, you know what I was thinking about? Like crazy, like random access memories. Mm. Like I put a Daft Punk on us. I'm sitting on the toilet and I thought 2 years ago today, I was sitting in front of my laptop on Zoom with a blazer and a dress shirt and my pajamas doing my senior thesis defense.
Oh, 2 years ago was
your senior thesis defense. Yeah, March 8th or 9th or something. I still remember everything finished, right? I don't know. I'm weird.
Makes sense.
I'm sitting, and I finished everything, and I'm like, all right, this is cool. And they're like, oh, you did a good job. Does anyone have any questions? And then Jacob goes,
hey, could you stand up, please?
He's like, yeah, no, Jacob's like, that was a great defense. You did a really good job. Really quick, can you stand up? Yeah.
You're like, can you stand up? Mr. Padana, can you stand up?
And I'm like,
no. And you did, didn't you?
No, you didn't. No,
I did not.
One of his proctors just went, oh,
Mr. Padana, I think. Or Mr.
No, it was the one that, yeah. Yeah, I don't think it was that one. I think it was one of the older ones.
Yeah, he's like, no, you don't. He's like, no, we're not going to do that.
No,
we don't do
that here. You're being asked to stand. And you looked at the camera and just shook your head. We don't do that here. March 28th is also in 2002 the birth of a very important video game, but we'll get to that later.
Oh yeah, we'll get to that later.
Material Girl.
Today
only the most professional commentary from us.
Yeah. Of course. I mean, what else would they expect? They're coming here for autistic bander.
They are coming here for off kilter PG-13 humor or satire.
It's actually off the tone satire.
Off tone. My bad.
Against the grain, maybe one might say.
Yeah. Out of the so box.
We got a review from a member of Ayush's family. Apparently, it was very detailed.
I think that was part of the episode already.
Yes.
Did we already
mention that?
Did we talk about that in the episode?
That was 2 minutes ago.
Okay. That was, yes. But, shout out to the fam.
Dude, I'm tripping.
Shout out to the Boyz II Men fam. Thank you for sticking around. Subscribe, smash that like button like Will Smith.
Let's talk about that.
Oh yeah, let's talk about current events. Yes,
sure.
Let's talk about politics. That's so Ukraine
events is always a good.
We
thing
can talk about that, but
no. We're not talking about Ukraine. We're talking about current events.
The real Will Smith smacked
the absolute living shit out of Chris Rock.
All right, whose team are you on?
Oh yeah,
Chris Rock or Will Smith?
I don't think Chris it's Rock. That cut and dry.
Rock.
Chris Rock. Connor?
No offense to Will Smith, but Chris Rock.
I am a Chris Rock advocate myself.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think nobody's in the real right.
Mm-hmm.
Like making fun of somebody's illness, not great, but also he's a comedian. He's going to make cheap shots.
That's what the opening of the Oscars is all about.
That was a good joke. That was a good joke. Look up G.I. Jane, dude. I laughed so hard.
That's a 2010 movie or 2005.
It was 1997.
1997?
And here's the thing.
Oh my gosh.
Will Smith found it funny as well.
It was a good joke.
Yeah, he found it funny.
He was laughing. He was laughing, and then he looked over his wife. He's like, oh, I'm going to the doghouse. I gotta smack him.
He's already in the doghouse. He lets other people have sex with his wife. He's
getting fucked by
He probably watches.
And other dudes.
Oh. Yeah.
And he
kind of a hypocrite.
Listen, he doesn't have the balls
to, you know, not allow that to happen. But he has the balls to, international television, in front of a bunch of world-renowned celebrities, stride up on stage and, excuse my French, literally bitch slap the motherfucker on air and just walk back like nothing happened.
Yeah, like nothing happened.
Literally.
Well, I mean, no one really knew the Oscars was even happening, so they needed to do something.
I did not know. I would be surprised if it was like a publicity stunt just like to get the news.
Oh, what a shock. These actors were acting?
No, I think it was real.
Dude, he went through like 3 or 4 emotions that night. He went through laughing, anger, crying, and happiness all in that one night.
Bro, literally, like that's acting. Later, he was back on that stage, literally holding an Oscar.
He's like, guys. And then he has his after party after, and he's like, going like, hey! I'm like, okay, calm down. Let's move. Yeah, that was...
Certainly interesting.
That was great.
At the least.
But the memes, dude. The memes are so good.
Oh my goodness.
I love looking at the memes after some major thing happens because, man, people are so creative. Like,
It's funny. We were actually discussing that in all of my classes today. One of my professors literally last night saw that happen. First thing he did as soon as the videos came out, put it in the lecture for today, the night before.
Makes a homework assignment.
We had a discussion about it in class. It was interesting. He put a cool twist on it. He was like, what do you think is the psychological development that led him to slap him, you know? And I mean,
letting other people sleep with his wife.
Yeah.
Man's like, fed up.
Like,
but he did apologize, though. Will Smith, he put up like some...
Yeah, they...
They forced him to do that, for sure.
Yeah. He's like, I acted out of my lane or some. I don't know what he said, but.
I have physically assaulted someone, and that's probably not a good thing. So, yeah. My bad.
Mm.
To say the least.
I was going to say, Chris Rock, that was a great joke. I don't know if you listen to podcasts, but it was a great joke.
No, he definitely does.
He's doing you. Yeah, that was a good joke. That was such a good joke. Mm-hmm. Like, me and my dad were watching it, and like, not like, we were watching the highlights. Because, you know, it was highlights.
We watched it.
And then he was like, G.I.J. what? And we looked it up and literally saw the first image of G.I.J. and just started laughing.
Wait,
it's so funny. Look at G.I.J.
It makes a lot of sense when you know the movie.
Yeah, if you got to know what it means. Half the people there probably didn't even know what it means. I doubt Will Smith knew what it meant.
Yeah.
I thought like maybe she was in the movie or something, and I look it up and like, no, it's just a bald lady. Oh man, that was great. Yeah. That was a good one.
Just bald.
It was a good joke. For an Oscar joke? Dude, Ricky Gervais made worse things at that one Oscar. He ripped everyone there and he just kind of stood there like, what? That's all you could do.
That was the best opening to any public event ever, in my opinion.
Yeah, that was he roasted everyone. He roasted an awards ceremony and the people getting the awards all at the same time. It was wonderful, and no one smacked him because he's Ricky Gervais.
Yeah, and you never.
Yeah, he'll just shit talk you later.
Yeah,
I'm gonna be honest.
He still has beef with Steve Carell. He still has beef with Steve Carell because he stole the office.
Oh,
because Ricky Gervais did the original Office.
He was the Michael Scott of the UK Office.
Yeah, but no one likes to talk about UK Office
because it wasn't funny unless you're from the UK. Apparently, I've heard that people from the actual UK find it amusing, if their opinions even hold up. Wasn't gonna say matter. Didn't want to say matter.
I was just filling in the blanks for you, bro. I'm not saying that myself. I'm just filling in the blanks.
Mm. Right. It is a hypothetical if their opinions matter. I'm not saying their opinions don't matter, but we're saying
if they actually exist, opinions don't matter.
And that's okay. Mm.
There's a reason they lost back in 1776. Another war.
They lost longer in a lot of other places too, but yeah, that one place is important.
And that's why The Office in the United States is better than The Office in the UK because of that war.
Yeah, it's a good metaphor. Office. It's not just The Office where that statement is true. It applies to 100% of everything else in life.
War never changes. Yeah,
mm-hmm. Soccer
war
better, but
I mean, war never changes.
In terms of
culinary, there's a fine line between white and
culinary ability. Definitely, the US takes that.
You say there's a fine line between white and blonde.
There's actually no line between white and blonde. I said white and long.
There is no one. No,
there is a line. You know what the line is? A hairline.
And all white people have receding
hairlines. It wasn't funny, but it was clever.
It was.
Chris Rock.
Today we're doing hard to answer questions.
Ooh, this is
new. We haven't done that in a long time.
Really?
Yeah.
So tell us how this works.
Actually, the last published episode where we did that was the one right before the last, I think.
Yeah, but we did that, what, like 4 months ago? Let me check this. One sec. Okay, so it was Taboo, and the last one before that was Dread, and I don't think any of those had hard to answer questions. And then the one before that.
There were some pretty hard to answer questions in Dread.
The one before that was when we were talking about Marvel Cinematic Universe. And the one before that was hard to answer question. And that was December 11th.
You're right. Okay. It's been a minute. I'll give you
it. It has been, yes.
About a quarter of a year.
Good 4 months, dude. That's like crazy.
Zero episodes in February? What are we doing?
Oh, yeah, what am I doing? Oh, yeah. I'm like, guys, you want to record? And you're like,
listen, man, we're busy. People.
You're like, you know you're like, I'm busy too. You gotta have
one hour. Over the summer, we need a weekly.
Bro, weekly 1 hour. The hour that it takes for you to jerk off, just take a second. Let's go record, okay?
How did you know it takes me?
I'm sure your family will love that one, Ayush.
Yeah, Ayush's family.
What you I love about? Your off tone sarcasm.
Dude, sometimes I forget. I don't know. I can't perform. Maybe this is what ED is like. I can't perform sometimes thinking about my family.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes I forget that my sister listens to this, and I am so sorry.
Like, don't be sorry. Be happy.
Yeah.
I am.
She knows real you. This is the real you. She's like, Kanye, this is the real me. I'm off the pills.
This is not the real me.
This is the you on TV.
This is the me when I'm like out at an event, like being stupid.
No, you're like this with us.
Yeah. Out, like, out.
Out, yeah.
Out.
That makes sense, yeah.
Like, out and about.
Like coming?
Yeah, we're very about.
Like, coming?
We are.
Out.
And Ayush, don't ask that a third time.
No, because he's a coming and he said out.
Yeah.
So, we have a few questions, I believe.
What are the questions you have for us?
Midget Squid Game.
What?
Huh?
Okay, so we were talking about the Midget Battle Royale. I was thinking about a Midget Squid Game. And they should do a Midget Squid Game.
Okay,
same concept. Not same games though, because I think some of them like we got like switch it up.
The activities gonna be the same.
So it's just the same.
No,
but just they're
they should definitely include the Midget Battle Royale as one of the things. But they should like switch it up to have like I don't know, Midget Long Jump or something. You know.
I think the jumping from glass pane to glass pane should still be a thing with the midgets. I feel like that would still hold up.
I think that's just a standard. That's a pretty good one. Yeah. I don't know. You know, maybe some midgets are a little bit taller.
They'd be able to get more of a running jump, though.
Okay, so longer glass panes. All right, yeah.
But at the same time, you know, that entire
small glass panes.
The other thing I was thinking is like that game is all about like kind of luck. Like there's not really much talent in there. So I'm trying to think of other games where, you know, you got to put the midgets, you know, skills to test. You know, like
what I didn't get about that one is like how not
not childhood game themed it was. Like, what was it connected to? Hopscotch?
Oh, yeah. When I was younger, hopscotch, I said jumping glass page.
Like, hopscotch is like a counting game.
Yeah.
So maybe.
Also, it, like, it doesn't really fit.
We could make like a grocery store that they go into, and whoever gets the most items off the top shelves.
Okay.
Would it be like a teamwork thing where they like climb on each other?
Yeah. They build a ladder.
Yeah. No, it's like a three-person team or a four.
Yeah, so, yeah. It's like the tug of war thing.
It'll be early on. It'll be a team game.
Yeah. Instead of the tug of war thing, they will team up and like climb on each other, and it'll be like super intense. I think what else? I don't know. Axe throwing.
Oh, I was thinking more of like who can grow the most four-leaf clovers or something, or how much money can you steal from this pot of gold that's in the center?
Oh my god!
Like the Hunger Games style with weapons laid about.
Would that be like the St. Patrick's Day special? Or something?
Yeah.
How many? It's the Hunger Games, but the cornucopia is literally an actual pot of gold size.
Yeah, exactly. They should have a midget battle royale, and then they can.
How many
like a
rainbow
version.
Slides can they go down?
How many
Who can
McDonald's?
Put on the green suit the fastest.
What is it called? The green
mounting and McDonald's? Dismounting the suit.
Jacob, what are those called?
What?
Shamrock shakes. Yeah, how many shamrock shakes can you down?
How many shamrock shakes can you eat?
How many shamrock shakes has he down?
I don't even know, bro. I had a lot.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
You went nuts over it. You're like, I can't believe you don't like shamrock shakes.
They're so good.
Shamrock shake.
And I would stir in the back, and I would put like Oreos in them and like chocolate chips in them. Yeah, like crushed Oreos.
That's not healthy. What?
Yeah, dude, like crushed Oreos.
You think a shamrock shake is healthy?
It doesn't taste good. I don't think it's healthy.
It tastes good.
La 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 la.
All right. I'm not gonna. All right.
See, you're just
yeah.
You don't like mint chip ice cream, do you?
He does not.
Oh no, I hate mint chip ice cream, dude. I hate mint in general.
I had some mint coconut ice cream today. It's really good.
Interesting.
Coconut ice cream.
Yeah, because I can't, eat dairy.
There's this really good Thai place I went to in Sedona.
You're just too scared to.
That's also kind of random.
What?
What? The Thai food thing?
I mean, ice cream to Thai food.
Hmm. No, I was about to connect it. I was about to say I went to a Thai food place in Sedona.
That's way off topic. Stop talking. Go on. Go ahead.
I went to a Thai food place in Sedona, and for dessert they give coconut and pineapple ice cream, and then deep fried bananas, like deep fried banana spring roll thingies. Like, it's so good. We should go there once. It's really good.
They have
like the classic like sticky rice mango. That's like okay, but
sticky rice mango.
The classic, yeah. Everyone knows about sticky rice.
You don't know about
mango.
Sticky rice and mango? Dang, you guys are uncultured.
I do.
Swine.
Dude, I could go for a good Thai tea right about now.
I could too. I haven't had.
Yeah,
one
we should. We should go.
2 years.
You have
I think
not
that place
yet?
in
the past 2 years.
I think that place in Norterra is open. I don't know if is that good. I never don't go there what? For a Thai tea.
Anyways,
the tea shop in Norterra.
The one that isn't Thai tea.
It's a tea shop. Does it not have Thai tea?
Wait, what? No. What tea shop?
The one that's like right behind, not right behind. The one that's like in the back alley behind, like
the
Chipotle.
The boba
and,
one.
Yeah,
we could
boba place
in Norterra.
Yeah, it's not. I don't think it's Thai tea.
We could probably just go to a Thai restaurant and they'd,
Yeah.
That's true. Probably. Yeah.
There's literally a Thai restaurant in Anthem.
There is.
Yeah, we can all
pretty good.
You cannot expose
where?
We just got DOSed.
Yeah, we're redacted.
Oh, yeah. You guys have been super redacted.
Yes. Still, it's
there's there's a great redacted at redacted. Yeah.
Even if we do have a bunch of fans who want to find us, there's a lot of houses you got to go through. All right, I'm just saying, like, And even if you come by my house and you're like, are you? I'm going to be like, no, I have no idea who you are. Get out of here. All right. No.
Yeah, I'm sure that'll deter them really good.
Yeah, if they're crazy enough to go all the way to see you, you think him, you just saying no,
it's going
to
make them. Redacted.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if they're crazy fans, they probably like seen our Instagram and they probably know what they look like. So I think we're screwed. Just don't go outside.
People know what I look like, bro. Anyways, all right, let's get to those H tags.
Oh yeah, yeah. So this next question comes from someone in my class, which is odd because now I know there's people in my class who listen. They say, "Is your phone with or without a screen protector?"
With. Always with. I never leave home without it. Also, never take it off.
Wait, are we all with?
Yeah. With.
Okay, so what kind? Plastic or glass?
Tempered glass.
Yeah. Okay, wow. Yeah. We're all just really plastic. Smart when it comes
plastic.
To
I don't know what plastic. I don't know what plastic even do.
Plastic has like zero.
Like, yeah,
it's not for the blunt force, obviously. I think it's more for like just. Like longevity of the actual screen.
Yeah,
I mean, like there's a plastic that's like on the phone when you get it for the first time, and then
I believe I'm the only one who has one that like is a privacy one as well, so you can't see it from.
Oh, you got a like confidential stuff on there.
Those are interesting. However, if I feel like
they're really annoying.
Is it annoying when you like lay your phone down and you try to still read it?
Yeah, and I'm like I'm trying to watch something and I prop it up against.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I can't even do that.
If it's not at a 90 degree angle, you just
can't. It goes like full black. It does. You can't see a single thing.
Probably won't show up on camera.
Though. Like, you gotta be looking at like right, like straight in front of your face, basically.
I can try it, like, yeah, here. Oh, no. Well, you can't. Well,
here, no, no, I saw it. It went straight black. Well,
the reason it green screens it's because it's a screen. It's a black screen.
I'm trying to.
Oh. Noah has come and gone.
No, bye, Noah. Hi, Noah.
Something bye. In the wind.
You can see it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, those are nice screen protectors.
It's good for privacy because I've literally had people go like, hey, what are you looking at? I can't see. And I was like, maybe because I don't look. You know? Like,
that has never happened.
But what are you doing in public, Jacob?
Are you watching porn in public?
Yes, 24/7. You don't understand, bro. It's bad.
Are you watching porn by yourself?
By yourself?
No, I'm with the science team.
He's like, not anymore. This not by myself weird, now.
I can't feel my reptilian
self. Beauty.
Okay. All right. So we're all with screen protector.
Yeah, yes. With screen protector, glass screen. Protector.
All right.
Now you know, everyone.
Yep. Now yes, you know. Don't take our phones and throw them, please.
I do need a new screen protector though. Like mine is busted.
Didn't you like? Isn't that new?
No, I've had this for like a year now.
Oh, okay.
They good. I've had this for like, I don't know, 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever had to change a screen protector that I've ever had. Like, and I usually have phones for about 4 years before I get a new one at least. And I've never had to change a screen protector on one.
Very nice.
I mean, like, I don't even know what you're going to do. Like, yeah, same with me. Like, I don't, mine never cracks or anything. I don't even know what people do.
Yeah, like, no, the thing is, I drop it too, like, kind of frequently, but it doesn't like, break it ever. So I'm really curious as to what other people are doing with it. That
we all have it. We all have cases on our phones, right?
Once again, mine is really busted. It's just because I pick at it because it's like rubber, so I like picking at it.
Right.
What? Okay. All right. I'm not gonna question that one.
Rubber
picks at his rubber. Yeah.
Yeah. Dang, that's a good euphemism. Dang, yeah, I like that one.
New windows. Or...
All right. Next one.
Yep.
Cookies, crunchy or chewy? I don't know if we asked this one. I feel like we did. I don't know.
That is a good one. I have an argument for that.
Okay. I would say chewy. Okay. Let's see your argument.
I'm a big chewy guy, and that's just because I like texture, like a consistent texture. I feel that to me. A consistent texture most often comes from where I don't have to, I don't know.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Uh-huh.
I don't know where I was going with that. Anyways, I like chewy cookies.
I'm gonna have to agree with you. I think usually for me it depends on the mood, but I would say 95% of the time I'm a chewy kind of guy. You know, I think especially if you pair cookies with something like ice cream, you want it to be chewy.
Oh, with some nice ice cream.
Ice cream. Yeah.
I want me some good ice cream.
Yeah, you could see that. I just saw myself like on the on the screen doing that, and I was ashamed of myself. Anyway,
you were ashamed.
Yeah.
You should not be ashamed. Simply don't.
I think
don't be.
I think there's a happy medium. You know, if it's like solid on the outside but chewy on the inside, that's the perfect cookie for me. It can't be crunchy though, or like brittle to the point where like if you like hold it and like it's just
smack on a table, it's fine.
Yeah.
It goes dung 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 with shit on the table, like stale.
Think of a Chips Ahoy, right? They're just super crunchy. They're just for me, not always.
Well, they do sell chewy versions of Chips Ahoy.
Why do you think that?
Yeah, that's where I got my opinions from. Was Chips Ahoy too, which is why I'm also a chewy advocate. Because if people actually enjoy the original over the chewy, or they just prefer like the really tough and crunchy cookies over the chewy cookies, they eat wrong. It does not make sense.
Just stale cookie then.
The chewy naturally just you get more flavor out of it, in my opinion, and you can eat it easier. Mm-hmm. So it's more efficient, you know, when you're eating it.
Yeah.
And the Chips Ahoy.
He went to like
the original cookies are just so dumb.
Yeah.
Chewy is superior. But I mean, if they're homemade, I do agree with Jacob that if they're like kind of like solid on the outside and gooey on the inside, those are pretty good too.
Those are definitely the best. But not like solid, not like crunchy, but solid, just like firm.
Yeah, yeah. That's why I refuse to say crunchy. I'm like, oh well, that's not what I mean.
If I have to make a choice out of like super crunchy or super chewy, definitely super chewy. But I don't like it when you pick up a cookie, because I've baked cookies before and I pick it up and it just sags.
No, you don't want a saggy cookie. That has no consistency. It needs to have a certain consistency.
Yeah, but I would rather have a saggy cookie than a cookie that just explodes all over me after one bite.
Like a Nature Valley bar.
That's a biscuit.
Like,
you know?
Yeah, I don't want a Nature Valley bar cookie, going to be honest. I want the cookie in my mouth. The Nature Valley bar, it's all right if part of it escaped.
You have to like sometimes the crunchy cookie, it can almost hurt, you know? Like when you're chewing it.
Yeah. Your poor molars.
It's an occupational hazard.
Yes. See.
Need workers comp.
The chewy cookie just melts in your mouth, and it's just like, it's great.
Yeah.
So I think
never reaching for the original Chips Ahoy cookies. It's always got to be chewy. Really, otherwise, no one will eat it, and I won't eat it.
I have
them in my. So if we ever have a meetup where we bring food.
Never
bring the chewy chips away.
Honestly,
cookies
ones.
Aren't even that bad tasting either. Like they're pretty good. They're chewy ones, I mean.
It's okay. If you're in need of a cookie,
the good ones are good.
All right, you can reach for a Chips Ahoy.
A follow-up question. Favorite cookie brand?
Hmm.
Besides
Famous Amos.
My grandma's.
Grandma's.
Grandma's. Oh, wait, no.
Nothing beats grandma's cookies.
Yeah, nothing beats grandma's. Those are
like the brand?
No, my grandma's.
Oh,
he said a brand.
I know.
Okay.
And I said besides my grandma's. Well,
I've never had your grandma's cookies, so I wouldn't know.
Well, I just was speaking generally.
Can we have your grandma's cookies?
Too. They are pretty good.
Isn't there a brand called Grandma's that sounds?
It's the Los Amos. It has a grandma on the logo,
famous.
Famous Amos. That's what it's called.
That is a different thing.
Famous Amos.
Famous Amos is like the most lazy way of saying it, though it's famous.
And then there's also Amos Moses.
Like I'm thinking of grandma's cookies. Like it's literally just called grandma's.
I know
grandma's.
They're like it's one big cook. It's like two.
Yeah, cookies, the big
single package.
Yeah.
They're so good.
I've never had those.
Oh, those. Yeah, those are good. Yeah.
The first time I had one, I was working as a dishwasher. I literally like. Because I'm usually...
I'm vividly picturing you washing dishes. You, like, put your hand in, pull out a grandma cookie.
All right, it's like a commercial. It's like an Old Spice commercial where it is like pulled stuff out of nowhere.
Because obviously it was understaffed, so I was the closer as the dishwasher, because the dishwasher was always late, like 3 hours after their shift's supposed to end, still washing dishes. And, you know, they said, you know, you can bring something home with you. Obviously all the food's gone by then, so I just went into the bag and I just grabbed those big cookies. Like, just big boxes just ate of it.
Grandma. Yeah, there's those chocolate brownie grandma's cookies are pretty good.
Goodness, that's too good.
Yeah.
For me.
Because they're also chewy, you know, they're not.
Yes, those are perfect cookies because they're firm on the outside and chewy on the inside. Perfect cookie. A close second would be Oreos for me.
Oreos? Eh. I think Oreos are a little overrated. I mean, they're not bad, but.
Obviously, I like the mint chip Oreos. I think those are really good.
Yeah, with all the flavors they have, even if you include every flavor that Oreos has ever made, I still think all of them are like a C-tier cookie.
Oh, wow. I would put them at least B+.
I think, I agree, Connor. They're a C-tier. What'd you put in milk, though? I don't know.
We're actually doing that.
Speaking of milk, I'm going to drink some almond milk right now.
I am bringing you some Oreos and some milk on Thursday, Milk. All right. Favorite cookies, fellas?
Yeah. I mean, I said famous. Amos.
Famous. I think I've
never heard of that. Interesting.
You never what? You don't know who Amos is?
I've
probably had them. I just don't know.
Connor, you know like the Nerd Bros.
Famous or famous Larry's or Larry's cookies or whatever.
Yeah, Larry's cookies. I like those.
They remade them, or if they. I don't know if they were, but they made a smaller version and those of the cookies, and those suck. Like, they're just horrible tasting. Do you want one?
Sure. I'll taste it.
Taste test it for the sake of the podcast. All right. We're going to see this
a little ASMR.
We're live cookie. Famous Larry's. This say that complete cookie, right?
Yeah, the complete cookie.
Oh, dude, that was good at one point.
It's Lenny and Larry's cookie. Okay, it's not the complete. It's the boss cookie. These are horrible tasting.
Complete cookie is where it's at.
Complete cookies are good, but these ones aren't.
Never heard of that. Interesting.
They're good. They have protein, so they're healthy. Mm.
It's protein cookies.
Oh, I got protein right here, baby. Well, in this
cup. There was like a certain, you know, every teenage boy has that point where he's like, I got to put protein in everything I eat.
Yeah.
That's what we all went through that, I'm pretty sure.
That they did not change the picture on the cookie from the normal complete cookie.
They didn't? It's the same generic cookie thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was.
Their cookies have a very interestingly textured surface, which I think is kind of.
And that too is a chewy.
Oh cookie. Gosh! I just opened it up. It's like dark brown.
Yeah,
like so dark.
Do not match the picture.
I am turning this on. Here's the. Here's the.
That's like overdone.
Yeah, it's like they burnt this cookie.
It does not taste burnt though. It just is weird. Yeah, they advertise it, market it, and sell it, bro, and think people will eat it.
It's so chalky.
It's like sour too. In a weird way.
It's like curdled milk. Like the dairy in here, like was like expired before they made these cookies.
It's not that good.
Boss cookie more like trash cookie.
Boss cookie more like baby minimum wage employee cookie.
sweatshop cookie, am I right?
Yeah. Lenny and Larry, stick to what you're good at. Stick to the complete cookie. That's
the complete cookie. Do not change that. And that was awful. Like I took a bite and that's all I could have.
Yeah, same.
I need to get that taste out of my mouth.
I don't blame you.
Oh, we got to see Connor in two angles now. Never mind that big.
Sometimes I have a really bad taste in my mouth. Yeah, sometimes I have a really bad taste in my mouth. I got to get that taste out, and I don't know. The only way I can do that is through Audible.
This fucking guy. This guy. Nah, but while we wait for Noah, I was going to say, like, the bottom of a protein shake, if you put, like, fruits and stuff in it, like, the amount of seed buildup, awful. Awful.
Oh, yeah. What kind of fruit do you put I never put fruits in my protein shake. Like, I just never, I just drink it raw dog.
I used to, but it would only be, like, blueberries and bananas. No seedy fruits, so I'm not sure.
I like adding peanut butter. I like adding peanut butter to my protein shake.
Bananas have seeds in them. Those are the seeds I'm talking about.
Blueberries?
What bananas are you eating? What?
Wait, bananas?
I put the entire banana in that.
And you're claiming that there are banana seeds that you are not a fan of.
Yeah.
Y'all have banana seeds?
Describe to me what a banana seed is in your blended drink, then. What it looks like. Or what it tastes like.
What is that? Like. Is that an Arizona tea? Is there blended banana seeds in your Arizona tea?
That's Arnold Palmer.
I put a banana.
He's the guest today.
And when you blend it.
He's like a light.
When you pour it in, there's seeds at the bottom. And they're saying.
So you pour it in.
Yeah.
And it's blend, and there's.
Seeds.
Seeds in the.
Does this make sense to you?
I mean, like, yeah, it makes sense, but
I feel like you have a really weak blender.
It's just the fact that it's banana is what's getting me.
It's a ninja.
Yeah, that gets to me. You know,
I usually chop up my banana.
I chopped it up as well.
Then I have no idea where we're getting seeds from, dude. Here's my okay. I guess we'll talk about this for a second.
Where do you buy your bananas, Jacob?
Fries.
No. Well,
are they organic? Are they organic or are they the normal ones?
The 67-cent per pound bananas, bro. The regular,
like the normal
bananas.
Ones, not the organic ones. Okay, then yeah, I don't know what you're.
I think you just keep getting bad luck with rotten bananas, dude. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, I never had seeds in my banana.
Yeah, every time I eat a banana,
shake.
Yeah, still. Okay, well, I mean, where else would it come from, Jacob?
Yeah, regardless the shake of whether is it's not giving birth to seeds.
The banana by itself?
They're in the middle. You just don't notice them.
What are you talking about? Yes, like, if you, like, eat a banana, pull out the seed.
Oh my fuck. I almost
taste it.
It's not like a watermelon seed where it's just like,
like, they're soft seeds.
Yeah, I know they're like very minuscule, but they should still be negligible in a drink. I feel
unless you're not blending them up properly.
Jacob, are you putting plantains in your protein shake?
Yeah, the little green ones.
Yeah, dude, those are my favorite bananas.
Why is it?
Dude, plantain chips though.
Dude, those are so good. My mom makes them. She deep fries them in coconut oil. It's so good.
That sounds tasty.
I'm gonna bring you guys some. They're so
good. Fried anything is usually pretty good.
It's
you know what I love more than deep fried anything?
Grilled anything.
Actually, that's not true.
Grill a banana, it probably will not taste as good as a deep fried banana.
I agree, but I
deep fried banana is so good.
I don't know. We should try grilling a banana for science.
It might melt in between the grates of your.
Grill. It just slides right through.
Speaking of in between the grates, how about we start learning to read in between the lines?
Oh.
Okay, I like that. I like that way better. I like that.
Yeah, that was way better than whatever Ayush said.
Why was it?
Yeah, Ayush, you've been demoted. Connor's the leader of this podcast.
Booga booga, follow me.
No, Noah was like, oh, I have a really bad taste in my mouth. And I said, oh, yeah, sometimes I have a bad taste in my mouth. A good way to get rid of it is audible. So this non-tangible thing
that doesn't have anything to do with my mouth, but in fact, my ears.
You know what? Sometimes I have a bad taste in my brain.
Oh my God.
And I like to relieve that energy by by masturbating while listening, while reading.
Well, if you haven't heard of Audible, then you're missing out. They're the leading provider of spoken word entertainment and audiobooks, ranging from bestsellers
I think we need to give some more space in between this.
Yeah,
that's the thing.
And take two.
If you haven't heard of Audible, then you're missing out. They're the leading provider of spoken word entertainment and audiobooks, ranging from bestsellers to celebrity memoirs, news, business, and self-development.
Every month, members get 1 credit to pick any title, plus 2 Audible originals from a monthly selection, and access to daily news digests such as The Wall Street Journal, New York Times, and many more.
Audible has thousands of titles, podcasts, guided wellness programs, A-list comedies, and exclusive Audible originals to choose from.
All of which can be downloaded and listened to offline via the free Audible app. Check out Audible by clicking the link in the podcast description or by going to www.audibletrial.com/boys2menpodcast to get a 30-day trial, which includes 1 credit, 2 if you're an Amazon Prime member.
Remember, that's boys, 2, and then 2 men podcast.
Don't forget forward slash.
Forward slash backslash.
Backslash sounds like a really cool horror movie name.
Link in the description.
You know what? I will write a script for you, just for you, just for you.
It's gonna. Am I backslash?
On a horror script right now, and that could actually work for a title. So, catch me using that.
It's the chocolate I put in it.
It was the chocolate.
You put chocolate chips in there and you're thinking it's banana seeds?
How do you not taste the difference?
All right, here's a banana seed right here.
Okay, he's got a banana seed.
What is this?
He's going to eat it?
Is it your own seed?
No.
Wow. Wow, Luigi.
Dude, your face is like, what the fuck?
Yeah. I was sitting there making this protein shake for myself. I was like, you know what, bro?
Oh, nuts.
You know what, bro?
Fat load in this drink. Yes. And then, you know what? I'm going to blend it and then drink my own unfertilized children.
What?
Why would you not drink your fertilized children? Speaking of fertilization... Now it's time for our sponsor, Blue Apron.
I am fertile. I don't know why I said I'm fertilized.
He's burning or a virgin?
Burning Man? Dude, we should go to Burning Man.
I'm good. Personally, good.
Yeah, I feel like there's nothing there for us.
What's Burning Man?
You don't want to know.
Other than report.
I'm Googling it.
It's for the podcast.
Okay, good luck. All right. Actually, you know what? We were talking about horror movies. I have a really big problem with horror movies, and what? Because we have a Noah person here with us.
Yeah.
So I feel like horror movies should stop advertising themselves as horror movies because it kind of ruins the effect of it being scary. If you know, like your mindset going into the movie is this is going to be scary. Because I was watching. What was
but
I
you
watching?
Can't lie to so the audience because some people. Movie because it's a horror movie.
Yeah, but
and then
I feel
after day one release, then everyone will know it's a horror movie.
That's fine. So, at least day one of people who are like,
what would your compromise be though?
I think a compromise that you can let me know if you agree with this. A compromise would be to not demonstrate the type of horror in the trailers.
Yeah, don't just give away all the jump scares in the trailer.
Yeah, which is... But, like, if it's a psychological horror, I don't know.
I mean, I'm not saying make the trailer look like it's a rom-com and then make it into a horror movie. I'm saying, like, I don't know, make it, like, teetering on the edge, but then the movie is just, like, a whole, like, it's, like, an experience. Just
edge the audience.
Yeah, like, they still know what they are kind of, like, thinking. Yeah. Like, they're going to expect something going in, but then it's, like, crazier. The movie's, like, even crazier.
Speaking of
actually, I feel like the first Saw was like that. I think the first Saw made it look like it was some like murder mystery psychological thriller.
And then it was
and then
just
the movie itself. The movie itself was crazy.
It was really like, good. I like the first Saw.
The first
Saw
movie was so good. I love the first Saw.
And the new one like, with Chris Rock was also pretty good.
Wait, what's so bad about Burning Man? That seems pretty cool.
So speaking of psychological horror movies, I just saw one I thought was pretty good. It's called a Incident in a Ghost Land. It's on Netflix.
Incident in a what?
In a Ghost Land.
Incident in a Ghost Land.
Yeah, just watch it. It was pretty good. It was very psychological horror-y. Definitely not your average like thriller horror movie type of thing. So if you have time and you're into that stuff, I would recommend it. Don't really want to say like, anything about it to spoil
like
it.
Tax evasion?
Yeah, the ghosts commit tax evasion.
Nice.
Fair enough. Dude, based ghosts.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess we can return back to the questions. What are you guys' thoughts on Food Network?
Okay. Hear me out here. Food Network is great if you actually make food. But there's also an inherent watchability of competitions, and Food Network just has a ton of competitions, which is really helpful because, like, you know, Sunday morning you can watch the Paula Deen show. Mm-hmm. All right, I put 30 sticks of butter in it. but you know, Saturday night or like Friday night with the boys, and you're watching Cupcake Wars, and it's like, I'm here for it.
That's, you're watching we were literally Bobby Flay.
We were literally watching Beat Bobby Flay. Jacob and I were.
Yeah, we were.
Like a few weeks ago.
Yeah,
and there was
really genuinely interested. Yeah,
yeah, we yeah. There was an Indian
it's
guy
good.
On there.
No, it's good.
So yeah, there was Bobby an Indian Flay's guy great. On there, and we claimed him as you. Ayush. We kept calling the
did
Indian
win?
Guy.
Did
you.
He win though?
And he did win. He beat Bobby Flay. He was pretty good. He made I was going to describe to him what the dish was, but he just
now
like,
we're just
ran
looking
away.
At his laundry in the bed.
Yeah, I'll let him know what the dish was when he comes back.
Mm-hmm.
Was it
okay? Ayush, tell me what this dish was because I don't remember what the name of it was. It looked like a quiche, but like spinach, kind of. Is that an Indian thing?
Remember that his version was untraditional. Remember?
It was. Yeah, I don't remember what
it was.
What
a quiche,
called.
But spinach.
But spinach, yeah.
I mean, there's
what did it,
like a lot of times there's spinach and quiche.
No, but I think the bread was like made out of spinach, right? Or like the
So it was like a spinach wrap.
Was it like so. Round, like a quiche? Like what was like the shape?
Square, I think. But that was his version. Bobby Flay's was a circle, I think. I'm looking through all these names of these Indian dishes, and none of them are gonna ring a bell.
Yeah,
to
you're
me.
Probably not
with all these peas and these.
Do you know like what the ingredients are?
All I remember was that it was spinach something. Because there's
like, was it like with
it.
Lentils or like was it with grain or like you gotta give me some spinach. Did you know how much spinach is in India? They like swim in spinach there.
Hang on. I'm doing my research.
Yeah, we're gonna do some research. We're gonna figure
okay.
this out.
Well, in the meantime, I feel like Food Network has definitely gone down in quality. I feel like before, kind of like noticing, they used to have like a lot of really good instructional like videos, which I feel like a lot more you'll find on like YouTube now, like Binging with Babish or like Joshua Wiseman or someone. But like back in the day, like you know, Good Eats. Mainly Good Eats.
Dude, Good Eats was, like, educational?
Dude, Alton Brown? Dude, that guy. He was, like, a modern-day Mr. Altaga. Modern-day?
What?
Well,
that is a
a referenceless reference.
Yeah, no one's gonna understand the audience. Yeah, so no one's gonna say that he was a science teacher. But whatever. Yeah, that was a really good show, and I remember when he transitioned from Good Eats to Cutthroat Kitchen, and then he did Iron Chef America between Good Eats and that. Like,
yeah,
I mean, I don't know.
Iron Chef
was so good.
That was the first
That was like actual competition. That was like legit. Like that was intense.
That was the original Food Network content, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Like that was way before Gordon Ramsay. I think he was doing Hell's Kitchen at the time too. But like that's a whole like people. You know, kids are not watching Hell's Kitchen. You know what I mean? Kids are watching Iron Chef America. They're watching random chefs beat like Japanese masters. You know, like it was crazy. It was a really good show. Food Network was goated back then. You had Diner Drive-Ins and Dives. You had.
I mean, that's
well, that still exists.
It does, but like olden ones, like I don't know, dude. Guy Fieri back then was crazy. You driving that old Chevy? God, dude, that guy was crazy.
It was just a very cool concept.
No, he does another show that I think is pretty good. It's a Guy's Grocery Games.
Oh yeah, that's a good show.
That's a good one.
I used to watch that one too.
Sorry, just to clarify, Ayush, because I was still looking up the Beat Bobby Flay guy. Were you talking about Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives?
What?
Were you talking about Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives earlier?
Was I talking about? Yeah.
Okay. I was just clarifying because that is the best Food Network show.
Yeah, that's a good one. It is the best. Okay.
Listen, Guy Fieri is great and all, but I think it's time to go. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.